This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So, what do you think of the current situation at the moment as you've been watching it unfold?
Well, it's not a secret. It's been a problem, and a known problem for a long time, and there's been various studies done going back to the 1990s that I can recall on this. It's just been in the too hard basket because it's an unusual catchment where it's constrained at the outlet, so the water can't get away and flood levels rise within the catchment. And I guess our governments over the successive years have approved residential development there without really having an answer to the flood problem. So FMA has been bleating about this problem for, as I say, probably 20 years anyway. There needs to be a wiser consideration of future land use planning and development, as well as mitigation measures such as better road evacuation routes for times like this, emergency response, public awareness. All of those things need to be addressed.
Is there much that we can do retrospectively when it comes to managing, Warragamba Dam, for example? I mean, there's been talk of, you know, building a higher wall and all that sort of thing. Are there some things that we could do potentially moving forward that could stop this in the future?
That's about the only physical mitigation measure that's available. And, of course, it's met with some objections from environmentalists.
Yeah.
And there's divided opinion about that. It is probably the only physical means of reducing flood heights in the residential areas downstream. The only other thing you could do with Warragamba Dam is reduce the storage level so that you've got a bit of room if a flood happens. But the problem with that is we've just been through 3 years of drought.
Yes.
And nobody's going to, you know, and I think the dam was down to about 17% or something.
Yeah.
So that's not really going to be a viable solution.
From your experience, when you hear of these sorts of things happening, and people have been talking about building a bigger wall for the dam, and as you mentioned, environmental concerns and local concerns, very often when you have something as serious as this, those considerations, those concerns generally get tossed out the window and action actually happens.
That's right. It's, we don't hear too much from those objectors just at the moment.
Mm.
But unfortunately, the TV cameras will pack up and leave, and the journalists and the politicians will stop flying around in helicopters, and they'll go back to what they were doing before. And the poor people in the Hawkesbury Nepean will have to be cleaning up the mud and the damage and living with in-laws because, probably for 6 months while they wait for tradesmen to come and fix the house.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess that's where where your organisation comes in, I suppose, to rattle the tin a little bit and go, hang on, let's not forget. So,
yeah, exactly. We've been, our association has existed since 1961, coincidentally, with the flood in the Hawkesbury Nepean area back then.
Wow.
So we've been, we've got, if you have a look at our website, there's a heck of a lot of information there going back to our conferences and workshops. Our meetings with ministers and advocacy for better investment, both from federal and state government agencies. So we're at floods.org.au if you want to have a browse around.
Will do. Ian, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. It's been very fascinating talking to you.
Thanks, Ray. All the best.
That's Ian Dinham from the FMA.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.